There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 3rd edition. We got a 14-game slate on tap tonight. Hope everybody had a fun Thursday. What a wild slate. Lots and lots of offense. Dodgers putting up over 20. That's the second team over 20 this week. Talked about it in the Slack chat a lot last night. It has the September feel to it early on. And I think it's because you have so many sellers and you have so many teams that loaded up to be so much better. That it's kind of, there's definitely a Mason Dixon line out there about the good and the bad. And we're going to see a lot of that this stretch here. So paying for pitching might not be the option. It might be rolling the dice on two punts and hoping they hit and getting all the bats. Or stacking obviously works when teams score 20 runs. But there were home runs everywhere last night. So playing home run derby works great. And tonight looks like a slate where you can definitely play home run derby. I built a couple lineups as I was getting ready this morning to record for you here. And we can definitely go that route. So before we get started, check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens and TheSportsDegens.com. Go give us a rating and review. We'd really, really appreciate it for any of the podcasts you listen to on the SD radio stations. We much, much appreciate it. Go check it all out. And go check out our sponsor, Draft. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. It's promo code SDSports. Great way to play fantasy sports. You put the promo code SDSports in there, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. They have all sports, play baseball, golf. Right now, I got NFL best balls going. You can use that entry for a $3 best ball, or they have the $25 entry, $100,000 grand prize, $1 million prize pool best ball tournament going on. So go check it all out, but draft.com, draft in your app store. And last bit of housekeeping for you here. If you're interested in writing for the Sports Degens, come check us out. Slide into the DMs at the Sports Degens, or hit us up on the website for writing for the Sports Degens link. And we'd love to have you. First-timers are always welcome. With that being said, 14-game slate. Let's crack it in. Reds, Nationals, total of 9. Marlins, Phillies, 8.5. Cardinals, Pirates, 8. Braves, Mets, 7. White Sox, Rays, Angels, Indians, waiting on totals there. Yankees, Red Sox, 8.5. Orioles, Rangers, waiting on totals there. As we got two gas cans, that total's got to be like 11 at least. Rockies, Brewers, 8.5. Royals, Twins, 9. Giants, D-backs, 8.5. Tigers, A's, 8.5. Astros, Dodgers, 7. Blue Jays, Mariners, 8. So a lot of 8.5s and above, lots of 9s and above. Should be another one of those nights as we look into it. Let's talk pitching. There's three guys over 10K we could take a look at. You got Justin Verlander at 13-1 at the Dodgers. I'm just not paying up for pitching. Verlander's a good choice. He strikes out a lot of batters. A lot of batters. When you really look at it, a 33% strikeout rate for Verlander. Lots of fly balls. Some Dodger left-handed bats could be quite contrarian in this matchup. If I'm paying up now, the way these slates are going, I need a lot of points. I need 30-plus points locked in, and I can't guarantee that with Justin Verlander. So he is a play. All these guys all above 10K are in play, but I'm not going that route. You got Jacob deGrom, 12-4 at home against the Atlanta Braves. A Braves team he's averaging 25.1 points per game at, coming off of 15 points at Pittsburgh, but prior to that, 28 points and 3 straight starts. He's a machine, and this is a great spot. I'd rather save money and go to DeGrom over Verlander. The Braves have a 3.25 total. It's the lowest on the slate. Lefties 275, righties 253. When you look at Jacob DeGrom even more, He's got a 30.1% K rate, a 45% ground ball rate, 28% hard contact. So everything is in line for you there. So if you got to pick between those two, I go to Grom over Verlander. But if you're going over 10K at all, the guy I'm looking at is Patrick Corbin. He's at 10-4. He is at home against the San Francisco Giants, a Giants team who we've mentioned is really, really bad versus left-handed pitching. They have a 3.6 total. Lefties, 347. Righties, 282. So the reverse splits going Corbin throughout there, which doesn't seem right at all. So let me double-check that right now because those numbers don't seem right. Yeah, when you go on Fangraphs splits right now for Patrick Corbin, lefties are hitting 267, righties 197. So he has been better versus righties than lefties, surprisingly. Did not see that one coming with him, but as earlier in the year, it was definitely the other way around. So something to think about there. But the big take-home is the Giants' abilities versus lefties are bad. A 302 woba and a 140 ISO, not good at all. The strikeouts have come up there, and he's a big strikeout guy. They strike out 21% of the time. He's striking out 30.6% of the batters he faces with a 49% ground ball rate. We've seen him have hiccups at times. There's no doubt about it. But he's also been very, very good. He's faced the Giants four times this year. 26 and two-thirds innings. He's only got five runs. He struck out 29. He's averaging 27.3 a game versus the Gigantes. So there's a lot to like there with Patrick Corbin. And if I'm paying up, he's the guy I'm paying up to. I love DeGrom. But above 10K, I go Corbin 1, DeGrom 2, Verlander 3. Now we drop into the 8s and 9Ks where I think he can do a lot of your damage. Marco Gonzalez is a great pitcher. He's not $9,700 in this matchup tonight. Mike Clevenger's been much, much better. The Angels might be without Mike Trout, so he could be a pivot play up top here if you want to, but I'm going somewhere else. I am definitely looking at Luis Severino, and I know everyone's going to say, oh, he's facing the Boston Red Sox. I don't care. He's priced at $9,200. This is ridiculous for a guy that's been 12-2, 13-2, 10-8, 13,000, 13-1, 12,000, 13-9. This guy is a ace. He is a top five pitcher in baseball, if not baseball, at least the American League. He has faced Boston three times this year, giving up seven runs in 17 and two-thirds. He has struck out 23 Red Sox in those 17 and two-thirds innings. He's averaging 20.9 DraftKings points per start. He has been very, very good. And the things I like about this for GPP reasons, he's had one, two, three, four straight bad starts. Bad starts. Really rough starts. Prior to that, though, 6 2/3, two hits, no earned, 10 Ks versus Boston for 28. And that was there was a stretch of just awesome, awesome, awesome. The price point is too cheap. Remember back a couple nights ago when Aaron Nola faced Boston and everybody thought, oh, wait, it was like in the $8,000 range? This is the same situation with Luis Severino. And given, Severino can get beat up because Boston is that good. But at $9,200, you're saving $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on what he usually is. This is a GPP play, not a cash game play. Do not play Severino in cash. GPP, this can be tremendous when it comes to Severino. I absolutely love it. Boston, if you look at Boston, their team total is only 4.1. Lefties 308, righties 302 versus Severino. Yeah, they might run into some. That happens. They are a great offense. A great offense. But at this price point, with that strikeout upside, Severino at $9,200 becomes a great GPP play. Absolutely love it tonight. Sliding on down, you got Chris Archer making his debut for the Buccos at $8,200 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Archer's been up and down of late. He struggled at Baltimore, but then the previous two starts, really, really good, 28.1, 18.2, facing a very right-handed heavy lineup with the Pittsburgh Pirates. With the St. Louis Cardinals, a Cardinals team with a team total of 3.7, lefties 348, righties 331 this year. Against Archer, he has struggled, but it's a team that's not familiar with him like the AL East, and they have a 309 WOBA, a 151 ISO versus right-handed pitching, average at best, pretty much below average if you really break it down. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Archer still has a 25% K rate, 13.6% swinging strike rate, and almost a 45% ground ball rate. So at $8,200, you're getting quite the discount on Chris Archer and another good GPP play. Anibal Sanchez, $8,000 at the New York Mets. His start got rained out the other night against Miami. So he tries to get it back here for the Braves at the Mets. He is facing off against Jacob DeGrom. You look at Anibal, it's a Mets team that strikes out 21.5% of the time. He's got a 23.5% strikeout rate. A Mets team with a 3.75 team total, lefties 3.11, righties only 2.80 versus Anibal, and then a 3.05 WOBA, 1.61 ISO. lot to like there with Anibal at that price point. He will go super, super low owned. And we know how Anibal can get hit around at times, but it's a great spot for him in this matchup. Also at $8,000, we got Vinny Velasquez, our boy, the wild one. He could walk the farm or he can get it done. He faced Miami once this year, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 24.5 DraftKings points. You know, 8.7, 7.1 his last two with at Cincy against the Dodgers, but then 31.4, 17.7, a hiccup, the 19.3, 17.5, 25.2. The upside is tremendous with him. He's very volatile, never a cash game play, but one of my favorite GPP plays at all times. Just like Pivetta yesterday, he can give up a home run, strike out a ton, and still get you 20-plus DraftKings points. He's 23. Miami strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Velasquez a minus 175 home favorite, who strikes out 27% of the batters he faces. The Miami Marlins have a 3.65 team total. Lefties 309, righties 280, and the Marlins have a 300 wOBA and a 126 ISO. That is bad baseball right there when it comes to it. So Velasquez at 8K, like him a ton in this price range. So in the 8s and the 9Ks, I got Severino 1, Velasquez 2, Archer 3, Anibal Sanchez 4. So some really interesting options. I think you could start here and not go up and save money for bats. That's what I did on the first two lineups I made, and I'm very happy. You get about, you pick and choose guys here. You get anywhere between $4,000 and $4,200 bucks on average per player. You go punt a position or two, like low $3,000 guys. And you get a lot of really healthy bats in there. So I don't mind it at all. When you drop below the $8,000 range, you got the likes of Jake Odorizzi, $7,800 bucks. Yes, very, very risky arm here. But he has faced Kansas City once this year, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 25.7 DraftKings points. He's all or nothing. He's like a negative point guy or a big 20-plus guy. So it's GPP upside play indeed. With all the trades and moves the Royals have made, their strikeout rate has gone up a bit since then. You know, Brett Phillips strikes out a ton. He does hit with a lot more power. We've talked about him in the Slack chat a lot. I've been using him as a punt play. Odorizzi's a minus 180 home favorite. Royals strike out 20% of the time versus righties. Odorizzi strikes out 24% that he faces. Still gives up a ton of fly balls. That's the problem. When you have a 28% ground ball rate, that's not good. But the Royals are 3.85 team total, have a 295 wOBA and a 137 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Odorizzi is a GPP play at $7,800 on tonight's slate. The other guy you can look at here is Trevor Richards at $7,300 at the Phillies. You're playing for strikeout upside here. Richards has been sneaky good. He has faced Philly twice this year. 10 innings, 3 earned, 6 Ks for 11.8 on average. Coming off 3 straight 22-point performances, Washington at Tampa and against Philly. 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned. 6 Ks against Philly for 21.9 DraftKings points. 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts for Trevor Richards. So he gets to go back to this Phillies team here, try to shut him down again. And they strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gives up a lot of hard contact, but everything else looks pretty good when you look at Trevor Richards. The Phillies do have a 4.86 team total. Lefties 290, righties 376. Richards always been a reverse splits type guy. So Reese's Pieces, Mikel Franco, some guys you can definitely take a look at there. But Richards at 73 does come into play. So in the 7K, I got Odorizzi 1, Richards 2. Down below, stay away as best you can. I'm saying stay between 7,000 and Severino 92. Make that happen. If you absolutely have to punt, look at like Brett Anderson at 5,100 against the Detroit Tigers. It's ugly. It's very, very ugly, but it's the Tigers. It's a team we can look to target. When you look at Brett Anderson, the Tigers strike out 20.5% of the time. He's a minus 180 home favorite. He gives a 52% ground ball rate, but not a lot of strikeouts when it comes to Brett Anderson. So that's what you get with this price point. Tigers have a 3.6 total, currently fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 409, righties 373, so he can get smoked. But you got a 321 wOBA and a 152 ISO against lefty, which is kind of average, nothing special there. So if you have to punt, look at Brett Anderson, but I prefer that we don't punt this evening. So recapping your pitching all the way up top, you got Corbin, DeGrom, Verlander in that order. In the middle, Severino, Velasquez, Archer, Anibal Sanchez. In the 7K range, Odorizzi, Richards. Build in the 7 to 92 range. Please build in there if you can. If you have to punt, go Brett Anderson. And if you want to pay up for pitching, that's fine, but don't go below 7K. Let's get into the bats on this slate. Your catcher's position, you have your overpriced guys that could produce, but they have to come through. And JT Realmuto, Sal Perez in a good spot there, but Odorizzi. Chirinos against Hess is outstanding. Hess is not good at baseball. Lots of contact in a great hitter's environment tonight. So look at Chirinos big time there. You could go Gattis versus Wood, but you don't really want to target Wood if you don't have to. Same with Grandal versus Verlander. Those are kind of GPP type plays there. Going below 4K, got our boy Tucker Barnhart at 3,800 versus Gio Gonzalez. Switch hitting there. Farther down, though, you got the likes of Jorge Alfaro at 3,600. Mentioned right-handed power versus Richards. But going down even farther where you kind of want to start making your hay here without paying too much a catcher, you look at a Mike Zunino with his power versus a lefty and Berukey at 3,400 bucks. When you look at Seattle tonight, they're going to have a 4.5 team total. Lefties 263, righties 352. So a Mike Zunino at 3,400 bucks, he does come into play for you there. Maybe an Omar Navarez for the White Sox at 3,300. One of my favorite plays down here at 3,100 is Caleb Joseph in a great hitting environment versus Jurado of Texas. Joseph's been playing really well, averaging 9.9 in his last 10. He went deep last night, 16, 9, 15, 2, a 0, a 14, an 8, a 5, a 14, a 16. For a cheap catcher, Joseph's been great. I've been using him a lot lately. He's 3,100 bucks. Good offense. Lefties 351. Righties hit 422 off of Jurado of Texas. So Joseph at 31 is a catcher I'm going to be building a lot around today. He's cheap with some big-time upside in his matchup. Couple others you can look at. Talked about him on Bench with Bubba with Scott Genstead a couple nights ago. But Michael Perez of the Rays, he's $3,000 versus Lucas Giolito. He's a nice cheapie for you as well. And other than that, check your lineups and see what else pops up. But I like those kind of, you know, Perez at 3K. I love Joseph at 31. And Zunino at 34. Kind of down there and save some cash. First base, you know, Matty Carpenter versus Archer. He is a nice left-handed bat versus Archer. So if you're not using Archer, he does come into play. I like Germán Márquez. I didn't mention him tonight just because there's so many lefties in that Milwaukee lineup. It scares me because lefties can't hit him. They're hitting 319 against him this year. There's been a lot of power in the past with lefties versus Márquez. So Márquez can be an ultimate GPP play if you want to. But I'd rather look at the bats a little bit. You guys look at guys like Thames at 4,900 bucks. Going down to Encarnacion and Alonso against Barilla at 48 and 46 respectively. Both in good spots there, but if you want to save some cash, you got Joey Gallo, first base outfield eligible against Hess at 4,500. He went deep yesterday. I like his chances again against a contact guy again tonight. So Gallo's a really good play, but you can play him in the outfield also. Jake Bowers, 4,400, first base outfield eligible against Lucas Giolito. Bowers has been a monster. Last 10 games, averaging 10.4. He's been so, so good right now in the middle of the order, going against Giolito. We know Giolito's... He's had a couple good starts of late, but it is Lucas Giolito after all. Let's not try to sugarcoat it. Lefties hit 424, righties 342. So Jake Bowers at 44, I like a lot tonight. Daniel Murphy's first base, second base eligible. Really starting to get it going in the last couple weeks. You know, he had that big night, double homer night the other night with 41 points two nights ago. But at 9 points again yesterday against Di Sclafani. This could be another night for the Washington Nationals to eat. Currently, we're still waiting on like four or five games team totals, but... The Nats right now have a 5.1 team total. Lefties 416, righties 272. So a guy like Daniel Murphy could definitely be in a play, and you're getting them for 4,300. And as you're already sensing, we haven't even got to the 4K number yet. It's like this in almost every position. Between 45 and like 37, there's great options. That's why you can pay for the pitching range I told you about and build some really solid lineups here, play some home run derby. Might not be able to stack as well, but you can play a home run derby and feel pretty confident. Like a Jesus Aguilar. We mentioned Márquez is pretty good versus righties, but Jesus can take anyone deep. He makes for a good GPP play when everyone's going to be looking at the Milwaukee lineup, and they're going to want the Moustakas, Shaw, Thames, all the lefties, Yelich, all the lefties. Go throw Jesus Aguilar out there hitting in the middle of the order at 26 bombs on the year at 4,300 bucks. Remember, he was up in the 5Ks recently, getting a healthy discount there for a really good spot. Dropping down even farther, though, you got, like, you know, Greg Bird at 4,100 versus Rick Porcello. He'll be super low on tonight. Carlos Santana at 41. We mentioned righties versus Richards, but Santana in a good spot there, especially if you do decide to stack. He makes for a nice play there. Ryan Healy versus the lefty at 4K. I'd probably go somewhere else, but he is a good spot on a 14-game slate. You can get really, really cute, but you don't have to get that cute if you don't want to. Sliding on down some more. Steve Pierce had a big three-homer game yesterday. Probably not targeted on versus Severino. Hate to break it to you. Chris Davis in your GPPs versus Dorado at 3,700. He comes into play. Lomo versus Philmeyer at 3,700 is a definite GPP play as well on this slate. Someone else to look at there. Wilmer Flores at 36. probably not for Sandoval, but he's a cheaper one if you need to go there. Same with Cody Bellinger against Verlander. Not loving it, but $3,500, you could take a look. John Hicks does have some power versus lefties for Detroit. He's first base catcher eligible. He could be another catcher's option for you tonight if you want. But he's $3,400 versus Brett Anderson. Someone to definitely take a look at if you want to go super, super cheap. And then other than that, check your lineups and see what else pops up. But there's a lot that around that 4K, 4,300 range, 4,500 you can really have fun with. Second base, Rougie Odor went deep and walked five times yesterday, which is ridiculous, record-breaking stuff. He's 5,100 versus Hess. It's super expensive, but if you can afford it, it's a great play. It's a great play, but if you want to kind of keep a balanced home run derby lineup, it's tough to squeeze him in there unless you want to take a few gambles elsewhere. Travis Shaw, 4,400 versus Marquez. You know, Gleyber Torres is an interesting play, but 46, I'd probably go elsewhere. You wouldn't be shocked if he has a huge night, but I'll just go elsewhere. Like Daniel Murphy at 4,300 bucks. I like that play a lot tonight. You're going to have like Jonathan Scope at 4,300. He's a guy that's hit righties with a lot of power, just like the Aguilar story. He could be a sneakier play in Milwaukee if you choose to go there. Sliding down even farther, Ozzy Albies at 42 in a GPP. Jed Lowry at 42, switch hitting versus Hardy. Don't hate that either. Yoan Moncada at 41 is very interesting as well. Cesar Hernandez only 4K versus Richards, another cheapie. But Daniel Robertson at Tampa Bay, second base shortstop eligible, $3,900 versus Giolito. In his last 10 games, he's averaging about 8 points a game. He's got back-to-back double digits, 10 and 11. He had a 0 and a 9. So he's playing pretty good ball there, hitting in the middle of that Tampa order at $3,900. So he's another cheapie for you. Nico Goodrum, second base outfield, is a switch hitter against Brett Anderson at 38, somebody you can take a peek at as well. And then if you go farther out, if Franklin Barreto gets a start, he's 3,600 versus Hardy. He's been showing a little bit better of late. Willy Adames, second base shortstop for Tampa Bay, is 36 as well. He's their everyday guy now, someone to look at. Switch in, you know, Jervis Solarte, second base, third base, went deep yesterday. He's $3,400. And then Johnny Villar is leading off for Baltimore yesterday. I have a feeling he'll be doing that a lot coming up. He's 3,300, and Jeff McNeil at 3,300, a couple other cheapies. That's what I'm saying. If you want to go cheap here with like a VR or one of these other guys, Solarte or McNeil or whatever, it'll free up some more cash elsewhere also. Going over to the third base position, you're going to have your high price guys as usual. Kicking it off with Jose Ramirez at $5,900. Yes, he's a great play. No hiding that. Eugenio Suarez, 5K versus Gio. Great play as well. Mentioned Carpenter at 5K. Like them all. Like them all a lot. Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop. 4,800 versus Stratton, who's been horrible. Love it. D-backs will be super underrated tonight, I have a feeling. So you can go those routes. They're just pricey. Pricey. I'm telling you, I like this range down below here. I love me some Jurickson Profar. Third base shortstop eligible, 4,600. Played him a lot yesterday. I've talked about him yesterday. A lot of the guys I talked about did very, very well. We just didn't talk about the Dodgers. So that part, it sucked. But 27 points last night. He's just been on a tear. He had a zero the night before. But then 11, 12, 18, 14. That's a heck of a run for a guy that's playing really, really well. And he's got another great matchup tonight. So Jurickson at third base or shortstop eligible at 46. I love it. Love it. Love it tonight. Travis Shaw, 44. You could go there if you choose. I think another great play here at third base. We're getting a discount on him. The last few nights, he's been 47, 45, 44, 49, 51, and then back to reality. At $4,300 tonight, we're getting Matty Chapman, who's crushing baseballs and crushes lefties. So give me some Matt Chapman tonight at $4,300. When you look at the Oakland Athletics at 4.19 totals, currently tied for third on the slate, it's a great spot here for Chappie at $4,300. If you go down a little farther now, you got like Moustakas at 41 versus Marquez in your GPP home run type plays. Even farther down, you could look at a switch hit in Condalaro, but I'd rather look at Mikel Franco, $3,900. Loved him yesterday. He waited to walk it off in the ninth, but came through either way. 18 points yesterday. He's averaging 12.2 his last 10 games. He's crushing baseballs. Righties hit Richards the best. So Franco at 39 is in play. Beltre at 38 is also worth the look. But give me some Franco at 39. I like that. Timmy Beckham's third base shortstop eligible at 38. He'll be he was hitting second last night. Got you eight or nine DraftKings points, so he's in play as well. For a little bit cheaper option if you choose to go there. Yolmer Sanchez at 36 isn't bad. Colin Moran's one of the punts I do like at $3,600. Lefties can get to John Gant. That's a play you look at. Lefties hit 380 off Gant compared to righties at 255. So Pirates lefties will go super overlooked, and you can get Moran at $3,600 in a nice spot here if you want to go cheaper at the position. You don't have to. I'm just saying if you want to, good spot for you there. Again, you got Solarte down here at $3,400. And then Justin Turner versus Verlander's 33. Just, you know, you don't want to target Verlander at price point alone with that upside. Turner went deep yesterday in his return from the DL. That's a heck of a savings at $3,300. Shortstop, you have Frank Lindor at $5,800. He's obviously worth a look. Trey Turner at 52, I like a lot if you're paying up. Didi Gregorius went deep twice yesterday and also in a great spot tonight. I mentioned Eduardo Escobar. But there's Jurickson Profar, $4,600. Fifth guy down the list. He probably tops my list, so I'll go that direction for sure. You go down to like a Jean Segura versus a lefty at 45 against Baruki. Not bad either. Baruki's going to be in for a long night, I have a feeling. Lefty's hit 263, righty's 352 out Baruki that we talked about earlier. So good spot there for Jean Segura and company. And a lot of these Mariners are in that 45-ish range between, you know, 45, 4K type stuff outside of one we'll talk about shortly, which is a must play tonight. Manny Machado's 43 versus Verlander in a GPP. That is some savings. Marcus Semien, 42 versus Blaine Hardy is worth a look as well. When you slide on down some more, like a Jorge Polanco at 41, I love that price point for him. He's got tremendous upside there. So you can look at him for some savings. Timmy Beckham, mentioned him already at $3,800, batting second in that Baltimore lineup against Jurado, who's not good at baseball. So you can definitely get some value there with Timmy Beckham. I mentioned Willie Adames already at 36. Another nice kind of mid-price guy you can take a peek at there. Other than that, check your lineups. There's a couple names out here. I don't want to just throw them out because I really don't trust them as much as you should. I'd rather go for these home run hitter type guys. Outfield, you know, Trout's day-to-day, so be careful there. We got Mookie Betts against Severino. I'm not looking to target Severino. If you build a ton of lineups, if you multi-enter, yeah, put some Boston bats out there, no doubt. I'd rather stack Boston than one-off Boston because I think if you're going to take advantage of Severino, it's going to be in a stack where they're going to beat him up. If you're trying to guess who takes Severino deep, you're going to have some zeros in your lineups, and that's going to suck. So you go all or nothing in a lineup or two. That's fine if you're mass multi-entering. Otherwise, I'm going to pick my poisons elsewhere. Like, I'd rather go Christian Yelich for 100 cheaper against Marquez. You could get AJ Pollock at 54 versus Stratton. Those are kind of options you can look at there. But Bryce Harper at 53 versus Descalfani. We already talked about how lefties can crush Descalfani at a 416 average this year. So Bryce at that $5,300 price point is very, very nice. Slide on down to maybe a Carlos Gonzalez at 52 versus Junior Guerra is not bad. But Gregory Polanco, again, will go way overlooked. $5,200. Lefties versus John Gant. It's definitely a thing, folks. 380 average for lefties versus Gant this year. So Polanco at 52 could be very, very nice. You got Kay with a Chris Davis at home versus a lefty at 52. So that's always a good look for you there. Reese Hoskins went deep for us yesterday, 52 versus Richards. A lot of good plays up here at 5K, but I highlighted a couple I like a lot more than others, but some really good looks here. Juan Soto's creeped into the 5K range versus DeSclafani. He's in play for you as well. Blackman and Hicks are also looking good. Chu's not bad. But you go down to Nelson Cruz at $4,800 at home versus Baruki. Play him, please. I don't care if he gets a zero. Just freaking play him. Just play him. Got 30 points, double dogging last night, homer the night before for 14. He's crushing it. 30, 14, 0, 11, 7, 28, 17. He is feeling it right now. Feeling it. So give me some Woe Nelly at $4,800. That is my guy tonight. Sliding on down like a David Peralta could be nice at 47 versus Stratton. I'd rather have Nelson Cruz. Very simple at that price point. But sliding on down some more, you look at guys like Joey Gallo at 45. You mentioned first base outfield eligible. Put him in the outfield if you need to. Brandon Nemo versus Sanchez at 45 can be very interesting. Jake Bowers, again, 44. First base outfield. Throw him in the outfield. Yeah, Conforto versus Sanchez at 44. Like that quite a bit. If you want to use Matt Adams, if he's in a good spot in the order, versus Disclafani, first base outfield, he's $4,300. I do like me some Kevin Kiermaier leading off versus Giolito at $4,300. That has some upside to it. Same with Cole Calhoun at 43 versus Clevenger. Like Kiermaier much more than Cole Calhoun. But he is an option for you. Derek Dietrich at 43, if you're fading Velasquez, isn't the worst play you can make, that's for sure. Trey Mancini is heating up, went deep again yesterday. He's 4,100 versus Jurado. I like this play a lot. It's a cheaper play. Again, around 4K, the kind of guys I've been talking about with some home run upside. He's over in back-to-back games, 19 and 24 points. Another great spot here tonight to have a nice big night. So Mancini at $4,100 is in play for you as well. Looking at Nick Castellanos, only 4,100 versus Brett Anderson. That is a great price point for a very, very good hitter at $4,100. Take advantage of that. Mitch Haniger, 4K versus Baruki, another guy to take advantage of as well. If you want to really go against Jurado, Mark Trumbo went deep yesterday. He's $3,900. Again, GPP home run type stuff for $3,900. That's what you're getting. You got to look at it and appreciate it. Avisel Garcia, Nicky DeMonico at 39 for the White Sox. If you need to get a little weird, you can definitely go there. They're not the worst plays in the world. Sliding down even farther, though, you got like Nick Markakis at 39. Probably not looking there. But Brett Phillips, if you aren't using Jake Odorizzi, Brett Phillips at $3,900, I can definitely take a peek at it. He's going to strike out a ton, but he has some big-time upside in his last few games. 7, 12, 16, as he's getting comfortable in the everyday spots with the Royals. So at $3,900 versus Odorizzi, you can definitely take a peek at him if you need a cheaper outfield option. As you go down farther, like the lineup, DeShields Jr. is back bat ninth for Texas. Not a great spot in the order, but $3,800, part of some Texas value there against Hess. You could definitely go there. Steven Piscotty does hit his lefties well. He's been hitting the ball really well the last couple months. $3,800 for Hardy is in play for you tonight. Mentioned Nico Goodrum earlier at $3,800. Like that a bit as well. As you continue to slide down, Randall Grichuk's $3,700 versus Marco Gonzalez. I respect Marco Gonzalez at the same time. That is some good value there with Grichuk. When you look at Toronto, they have a 3-5 total. Lefties 325, righties 323. So Grichuk's got some value there at $3,700. You can definitely take a peek at if you need to go that low. Teoscar Hernandez, 36 as well versus Marco Gonzalez. I like Marco as a pitcher. I really, really do. But those are some nice value plays for guys that could have some. They both have double dunk potential on any night of the week. So that's kind of stuff you look at when you're going cheaper. Give me the guy that's got that big time upside. You got Cameron Maybin at 35 versus Baruki. He could do some damage there. I'd prefer to try to get to Teoscar or Grichuk just because they have more upside. But Baruki's a better pitcher to target than Marco Gonzalez, if that makes sense to what I'm saying. Alex Gordon, $3,500, hitting towards the top of the Royals lineup, has been playing very, very well. So he's got a good look for you there. Farther down you go, it gets bleak. This is what I was talking about. It's really, really rough. So join us in the Slack chat. We'll go over some players down here because the outfield's been really weird not having the value plays of late. A couple pop up, like the Reds have a couple guys. Some of these teams punting will have a couple guys, but overall, not a ton to write home about. So recapping your pitching real quick, we got up top Corbin, DeGrom, Verlander in the wheelhouse range. In the 8 to 9Ks, you got Severino, Velasquez, Archer, Anibal Sanchez. In the 7Ks, you got Odorizzi and Trevor Richards. Try not to go down below if you don't need to, unless you want to go to Brett Anderson. Again, Rangers against Hess, Orioles versus Dorado, both great spots there. I prefer the Rangers over Orioles, but both phenomenal. Both great spots. Get it while you can. Look at the Rays versus Lucas Giolito. I like that quite a bit. Jake Bauer is a play I'm a big fan of tonight. CJ Cron could play as well. It all just kind of depends. The farther down you look, though, like the Twins can be sneaky against Philmeyer. The Nats lefties versus Steve Scalfani are outstanding. The D-backs are going to go overlooked big time for Stratton. That's an interesting one to look at there. It's just you have to like stack the D-backs where I'm looking for home run derby, if that makes sense. They're going to have to put the runs together for you there. The A's versus Hardy, not bad. Right-handed Phillies bats. The Mariners, righties versus Baruki, Cruz. Get your Nelly Cruz on. And don't forget Chapman versus Hardy, those guys there. So on and so forth. Lots of options. Left-handed Pirates bats, don't sleep on them as a sneakier play. The right-handed Reds bats versus Gio. The Royals are in play. There's sneakier plays. So lots of little things to look at there. Let's look at the BVP on the slate and send you on your way. Daniel Murphy, a guy we talked about, he's 4-for-8 with two doubles and a homer off DeSclafani. Small sample, but very productive. Joey Votto, 9-for-24, three doubles, three homers off Gio. Eugenio Suarez, we love the target versus lefties, is 4-for-10 with a long ball. Reese Hoskins, 3-for-4, the double off Richards. Martin Prado, he keeps popping up and stuff, but he's not playing. Benintendi, 10-for-22, two doubles, a triple, and two homers for Severino. Mitch Moreland, 5-for-15, two doubles. Bet, 7-for-24. Three doubles as a team hitting 238 versus Severino. Brett Gardner's hitting 308, 16-for-52 with five doubles and two homers off Gardner. Didi's taking him deep twice, so has Aaron Hicks. Conforto's taking Anibal Sanchez deep. Tyler Fowler's 4-for-11 with a homer off DeGrom. Camargo's 4-for-11 with a double. Freddie Freeman 11-for-38, two doubles, two homers. Now Markakis has taken him deep as well. Few others here to look at. Whit Merrifield, 3-for-8, two homers off Odorizzi. Alex Gordon, 4-for-13 with a double and a homer. That bodes well for Gordon. Paul Goldschmidt, 6-for-12, three doubles off of Stratton. Hunter Pence, 15-for-38, four doubles, a triple, and four homers off of Corbin. Crawford, 10-for-34, two doubles, a triple, and two homers. Interesting little stats there. Manny Machado's only hitting 259 off Verlander, but 7-for-27 with a double, triple, and a homer. Jed Lowry's 4-for-5 with a homer off Blaine Hardy. And that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for Quick Hits on your Friday edition. Again, check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Serious, if you're into writing, let us know. Go check all that out. Give us a rating review. Check out Draft. Use promo code SDSports. And then lately, Bench with Bubba, episode 110 with Scott Jenstad, recapping the MLB trade deadline from a fantasy impact. Check that out. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 74, we recap the MLB trade deadline. Lots of great stuff there. Great content out. Our new NFL writer, Jay Coops, coming out. His NFL East preview is dropping this morning, so go check that out as well. But good luck on this 14-game slate. Lots of options. Join us in the Slack chat for more discussion on throughout the day as things break. Weather's interesting. You got a couple spots here and there. Go check it all out. But good luck. I'll catch you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 3rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.